T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tommy, as time moves forward,
oh, it does,
and technology gets better, there are more ways to share the unexplainable.
Oh, all right.
And I know you, for some reason, have planted your flag, and this is absolutely impossible.
Yes.
But you're one of the rare ones who haven't changed their mind over the last 20 years.
Because of what they've seen?
No. Because of, well, I guess, yes. Yeah. You're hanging out the break room. It's just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. More than one half of people believe aliens have already visited Earth.
Okay. All right. So how much?
More than one half. 57%.
Oh. Aliens are doing better than Biden.
Tough times, though. Yeah. Thoughts on that right out of
Okay, so they believe that, so are they, is there a certain amount of people who say that they've been in contact?
So I don't know what that number would be. Already
I think
visiting.
It's just the belief in them. Mm.
Well, meaning, so this the one that I saw was that there have been alien craft that have been at our planet. And I think this is being driven by.
So not so much they had a personal experience, it's just they think it definitely happened.
Yes, and like there have been, you know, there's been a lot of videos of UFOs that have been caught on social media
just,
that have been
But they're just lights in the sky.
Well, it's unexplainable.
I have not seen
things.
Any like registration numbers. Nothing.
Well, yeah, no, they're riding without paper. We got the busted aliens coming in. No, we'll go to Earth, they're gonna pull us over, man. Now, there have been legitimate congressional hearings recently on what the Air Force and other armed forces know about unidentified flying objects.
Right.
Combine that with the fact that everybody has a phone in their pocket now.
But nobody's got a picture of one of these dudes.
Well, but they have pictures
or
of
ladies. Oh,
alien chicks coming up,
Space
too.
Giner.
Despite the fact that you have seen things you can't explain. Mm-hmm. That you have legitimate military personnel who have been in the sky with these things that say they can't explain them.
Right.
You still don't think there's any legitimacy.
I don't think there's anything out there.
Okay.
I don't think there's another planet full of people. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything. I think space is just this big, empty nothing.
So you don't even think like...
Are we talking about outside of Earth or your head? I can't figure out where we're at.
I think it starts in my head and goes all the way out into the vastness of outer space.
So take out aliens that have made it to Earth. Like you're saying, like there isn't any life on any of those planets.
No.
Period.
I don't even think there's like some planet that hasn't even evolved like to us, like caveman planet. No, this is it.
Okay.
Like I can only believe what I see, and I don't see anything out there.
Okay. No, you could also use...
That's what an alien would say.
Bro, that would be the least surprising information ever, that he's been an alien
undercover
this whole time. Right? Because like even your head is shaped like an alien with a skin suit over him. So here's where it gets really strange.
What's that?
So we told you right now, 57% of Americans believe that there have been aliens at this planet.
Yeah, they come down, they've been around.
In 1996, only 1 in 5 people believed that. Compare that to almost 3 in 5 now.
Too much evidence now.
Yes, over the last 20 years, Kimmy, you're right. People,
but there is no evidence. There's just lights in the sky.
Well,
you
but
haven't
there have
had...
been like these weird videos, to Pat's point, put out by, I think, like... You know, actual government
agencies, yes.
That they say themselves, we cannot explain what this is. They're not saying it's aliens, but they're like, we don't know what kind of technology.
But nothing's
this is
falling off of these things. Like one, you know, lug nut has come up on one of these things. We can go, a space lug nut. All right, I got it. Their license plate flew off. Found out, like that DB Cooper. Like we found something of the dude, like a shoe.
Okay, explain to me. Then.
Space garbage.
Explain. Do you trust our United States military?
Yeah, I do, but they can tell you is they don't know what it is.
It was a yes or no question.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then answer me this question, smart guy. Mm. When you have members of our military, folks that are in planes. So these are not dumbass people.
No, these are guys who fly it up there. Yeah.
That are looking at you saying, I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen anything move like this before. It was right in front of my face. It disappeared. It showed up again. It moved here. It moved there. What is that?
I have a question for that guy.
Sure.
You had 7 rockets on that thing. You didn't think about shooting that son of a bitch down?
Okay, we're in a tense, multinational situation right now.
You don't know what you're shooting at.
Yeah, and North Korea fired a nuclear missile over Japan.
That guy kills his fish in the guard shack.
There's word now that Putin out in Russia is thinking about using a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
You think that firing a missile at an unidentified flying object wouldn't start a problem?
Well, what's it going to stop him? We need to blow these sky commies out of the universe. I'm talking about commies
in space.
I don't know, man. All they can tell you is the light flashed before them.
Okay.
And then some people go, could it be meteor? Could it be reflections of stuff? They don't know.
You know, you bring up a good question. So, like, with your point, why wouldn't you blow it out of the sky? There has to be policy within the Air Force, NASA.
To shoot or not shoot?
Well, yes. Like, okay, so let's say hypothetically, you got 3 fighter jets up there. Mm-hmm. They're following this thing, and this spaceship blows one of them out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you attack that?
You have to.
No, you don't. You could start a multi-planet incident, multi-galaxy.
But they fired first.
But maybe they're scared. They got lost. They took a wrong turn at Mars. They were looking for Burger King.
I would assume you would have to fire back.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, like, here comes, like, all of a sudden the sun is blocked out by this giant ship slowly moving towards
now
us.
Now it shows up.
Phone number is 226,000. Over half of Americans now believe that aliens have been on this planet at some point, either in the sky, whatever. That is 3 times the amount than 20 years ago. Mm. Tommy doesn't believe any of it, doesn't believe they've been here, doesn't believe they exist at all. Right. Rich is on CMF. Hey, Rich, how are you, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm a Tommy Ho, but he...
Ho on, my man.
Never say that again, Rich.
The Ho Patrol.
I'm an UFO theorist, and I swear to God, I saw videos of, like, they say they're most of them are Tic Tacs now, coming up and out of the water, and straight up and out, and straight down and in to the water.
Can I pause you? Did you mean to say TikToks, Rich?
No, it's like a Tic Tac.
Oh, the actual thing is shaped like a Tic Tac. I'm sorry, Rich.
But anyway, I've got one other point to make. The chick on CNN, I think she's between 10 and 12. I believe she's an alien. If you put her up against a gray, you know, side by side, she looks like an alien.
He's now naming different types of alien species.
Us. And Tommy, you're drinking too much alcohol to think that all those suns or stars are not planets that have planets around them that are just like us, you know, even more advanced. So thank you, guys.
So that might mean, like, you think there's an advanced you out there.
He's out. He's gone.
That is how I expect every alien enthusiast to talk.
All right, so here's the problem. Rich calls the show every once in a while.
Yep.
We like Rich.
Crazy Rich.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can have an intelligent, theoretical alien conversation.
Well, he gets a little flustered when he calls it.
No, I'm not blaming Rich, but okay. I'm saying guys like Rich, after we're having this discussion about what's possible, what's been seen, what's unexplainable, he calls up, and then Tommy just sits there quietly smiling at me like a dick. Like, oh, you this guy?
Yeah, the guy that wants to I bang the chick on CNN between 11 and noon.
No, he doesn't because she's an alien.
Oh, I thought he was kind of hot for her, though.
I don't know.
See, I think people just want to believe in something. Like, they just can't believe this is it. Like, I think people have to attach themselves to, like, some futuristic world or some place you're going to go when you leave.
Okay.
And, like, there's other greater things out there. They can't think it could just stop here.
But let's get...
And I think it just stops here.
But let's get philosophical, man.
I don't know how to do that.
No, we're going to. It's going to happen. No, because you just started with it. It's people's wanting to
believe. I can philosophize.
All right. Well, let's say aliens do exist.
Okay, they do.
That completely undermines the idea of organized religion that we grew up our whole lives with. Because let's use Christianity, for example, right? How I was raised in the Catholic Church. If there are other aliens, and I believe in that religious idea, did Jesus have to die for those aliens? Do they know anything about that kind of religion? If they don't, does that mean the religion I've believed in my whole life isn't correct? It messes with your belief system more than it does enforce a belief system.
Well, but then you could just say God runs all of it. He's the ultimate star hustler.
Well, then how come we have Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad and all those folks, and they don't?
What does they do?
Man! But that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
That would be weird. Like, if they come to, I know that guy. Yeah. What? This whole time? What?
Yeah, that's why it just sounds so cockamamie to me.
No.
I can you accept things you can't see or understand?
Yes, I think you have to.
I can't.
But here's the weird part. Like, we've seen things. We don't know what those things are, but you don't, like, have questions about those things?
No, it's a freaking light.
Okay. How'd that light get there?
Some kind of sky fart.
Why is it floating like that?
Sky fart.
You know what I'm talking about.
Farts in space! Let's go back to your original point you made a second ago. All right, you said that you cannot believe in things that you don't see.
No.
And I guess...
I mean, that's why you got eyes.
Okay, but no, there are things that happen every day that you don't see.
Oh,
that you just...
Congress.
These clowns in Washington.
Yeah, there's your aliens. They're in the house, the Capitol, buddy. That's where the real stuff's going on. No, go ahead.
I can name you 1,000 things you don't see on a daily basis that you just rely on believing
like
are
what?
There. Okay, how about the fact that somebody's going to save you if something goes wrong? You don't.
But that's somebody I could see. That's a human being that forms a function that I know exists. I guess if I don't see that it exists,
okay,
I can't put my head around
it. All right, let me put it this way. Everybody has things that have happened in their lives that are absolutely unexplainable.
Yeah.
However you want to justify that, God bless.
Random.
Right? Okay. How do you justify that in your head?
That's random. It's just random universal stuff that just happens.
Okay.
Like I think things can be random and cruel, and it's just the way it goes.
Okay. But you're only using cruelty.
Who's divine?
I think
I opened for her.
Damn it, you got there first.
I'm a very cynical person.
As am I.
And a very dark person.
As am I. But I think that you making these statements, you believing that you have everything figured out, makes you 1,000 times more dumb than a guy like Rich who believes the CNN lady is an alien.
But he's waiting for something. I think he's waiting for something that's not going to come.
Okay.
I think he's waiting for some kind of like thing that's going to, the skies are going to open up and everybody's going to be groovy. You know what I mean?
That's something an alien would say. Like, you're just learning English now.
Yeah, buddy.
Can't read, can't speak.
Can you dig it?
Only eats vegetables.
And rats.
No, but okay, let's break down. I'm going to break down you, man.
Go ahead, man.
Because you sit here like you got it all figured out, right? Like, everything's random and completely. Look, when you do that, you don't have to make yourself vulnerable. You don't have to expose yourself to the idea that you don't have everything figured out. And expose yourself to the idea that maybe there are things that exist that you will never understand.
Or control.
You would rather be ignorant and think yourself smart and look down on other people than realize you don't know things.
Yeah, I think so. That's a valid statement.
And that makes you a small person.
But it also makes me, I'm not uncomfortable with that.
That's fine. But you're uncomfortable with the idea that there are things that happen that you cannot
control,
comprehend,
or control.
No, because everything happens that you can't control. Almost everything in the world happens.
But you kind of want to think you have control over things, right? Don't you?
I mean, yes, people ideally.
I mean, listen, you get in your car, you come here to work in the morning, you think you got this all under control, and then random things can happen to throw you off.
True.
Unfortunately, that never happens for us, but maybe I should start praying.
I've been praying this whole break that you would just disappear.
See, it doesn't work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.